The trouble with walking through walls into alternative worlds is you're an illegal alien when you get to the other side.
I have to work at something, Rowena.
Thane was pacing my townhouse kitchen with the intensity of a caged tiger.
I can't be a kept man.
I sighed and looked down at my hands. Trouble in paradise. This is what I didn't consider when I pulled Thane through the wall with me from medieval Land's End into the 21st century. Now we had enjoyed the luxury of many days together, enough time to teach Thane how to drive a car. You could volunteer, I said hopefully. People don't usually ask for identity cards when you volunteer.
At what?
Thane stopped pacing and stared at me. His ocean blue eyes were wild.
I'm a classical Greek and Latin scholar, and an expert swordsman. How many volunteer positions do you see for these talents in your modern world?
I was feeling miserable now. It would take me some time to teach Thane how to write English, and that was only the beginning. Truly, we had escaped Land's End without thinking of the consequences. How much easier it had been for me to fit into Thane's world of the Middle Ages. Was it just that women adapted better to new environments? Please don't worry so, I pleaded. You know I'll think of something. Give me a little time. He had his broad back to me now. I could almost feel what he was thinking.
I must work at something, my love. I can't bear to see you go to work to support us both. 'Tis worse that I know a babe is coming.
Now I felt really sick. The sad thing was, this baby wasn't his. He knew that, of course. We had left Land's End to escape Cedric. Cunning, irresistible Cedric. My distant cousin was a powerful wizard, just as I had been born a sort of witch. Cedric had bound me to him with magic more powerful than I could resist. And yes, God help me, there was to be a child from our union. Do you miss Land's End, Thane? He swung back to me and sighed.
Yes, he said. If truth be told, yes. I miss the familiar.
Your world is more muted.
It's restful, but I don't want restful. Oh, I can train here. I can stay physically fit. But I am a man of my times, Rowena. I like to wear armor. You have no idea how it makes a man feel to strap on chainmail and feel the weight of a sword in your hand. I was born to it, and while I value books and book learning, I also love physical challenges. The rush of adrenaline that courses through your body in one-to-one combat, by the gods, how I miss that.
I was dismayed. This was the answer I had dreaded. He must have caught sight of my face. His voice softened.
I was a king there, Rowena. King. But that's not the worst of it.
He paused. I waited for it.
I am plagued with guilt. I left my people.
There was a catch in his voice.
I left my brother Rhys to face that villain Cedric without me. Logan, too. I left my troops, my people.
His voice broke with bitterness.
This is the worst of my sins. That I might do it again, to be with you.
Sorrow cut through me like the sword he still cherished. We could go back, I whispered. I don't know if he heard me. The front door swung open and hit the wall. Hey, guess what? Kendra's sunny voice filled the hall. They have a medieval festival in town. It's in the paper, see? She bounced up to greet us with Richard on her heel. She bounced around him like a cyberpunk Tigger. Richard looked for all the world like Richard the Lionheart. Kendra waved the paper in front of my face. Can we go, Ro? We have to go. Thane, what do you think? He turned around and shrugged. His face was impassive. Oh, Thane, don't be a weenie, said Kendra. It'll be just like being in Land's End. Of course we have to go. And we need to dress up in our clothes from Land's End. We'll be the most well-dressed people there, or at least the most accurate. It's going to be fun. She did a little dance in the center of the kitchen. That's when I had my first feeling of dread.